11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, which will include a visit from Uncle Homer, assuming that, boy, I had a really great visit to the dentist earlier this week. Went great. Oof, very pleased
we
with
learned
my...
of a rough... Well, so this is something I think that you, as an owner of as many animals as you have, would appreciate. So we found out this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy that obviously there's no dentist for dogs. You just take them to the vet. But Jen's dog had to have 17 teeth pulled at the vet. So I hope that Uncle Homer's visit to the dentist was not as rough as that.
Yeah, we have been informed that one of our dogs, Stella, they put them under, not they don't put them to sleep, because I'm not a fan of that phrase. they put them to under, and they clean their teeth while they're asleep. So
yeah, because a lot of dogs would fight the, like a toothbrush in the mouth. Like yeah. I got to imagine that'd be weird for a lot of dogs.
She's not a fan. Our other dog Sadie, she really likes having her teeth brushed. So hey, different strokes for different folks. But I know Homer ran into some delays at the dentist, so he's going to join us momentarily after we take a break. I'm not purposely playing four corners here, which you have to be of a certain age from before the shot clock era to get that reference, I understand.
Shout out Dean Smith.
Learning, you got to update your references today.
Is it? Right, because I do a show every day with a guy who brings up Dallas.
What, really, you brought up something with, I Dream of Jeannie yesterday when he was trying to make some sort of reference when Evan was talking about... What are we doing,
I love him,
man?
Yeah, no,
I Dream of Jeannie?
It's something. But I don't want to do this anymore. But you guys, I feel like I'm being bullied on my own show. What do you got from the text portion of the Carbless Talking text line about Micah Parsons and the Green Bay Packers?
People want to talk about Jason. You guys are a show of the people. You got to give the people what they want.
I'm glad you asked, Jason.
But I can't give them Micah Parsons. That's what they want.
You can give us the idea of
Micah
Parsons.
Not with that attitude, Jason.
Yeah.
maybe if you change your attitude, you could.
Listen to Darcy in Fitchburg, who we saw at Pizza Hut in Platteville a couple of weeks ago. I just keep thinking about how quiet the Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney deals were. Those announcements seemingly came out of nowhere. Now, I get that it's free agency versus a trade, but this whole Micah Parsons thing is just too loud for Goody's style. I also can't see him giving away that many picks. Should he? I think it would be a great move, but it's definitely not happening, says Darcy in Fitchburg.
So basically, Darcy's with me. It ain't happening, Captain.
Well, at first when I read that, I interpreted it differently. I thought she was saying, like, it was quiet.
Did you even read
came
it?
Out of
was
no-
it too long?
No, I
so so
I read
obviously,
it.
You did not read it.
No, the
you
first
obviously,
time-
because the literally the last three words, Jesse, are definitely not happening.
Well, we all think it's not happening, but we didn't think Josh Jacobs was going to happen, and then it did.
This is nothing like that.
It's a little bit like that. It's not like that.
No, it's not like that. That was free agency, as Darcy acknowledges.
All right. And the reason why that caught us all off guard is because they had Aaron Jones, and the general manager had made basically a promise that Aaron Jones was going to be on the roster. I think that's what caught us off guard by the Josh Jacobs thing.
Very fair. Great point. Absolutely. Will Aaron Jones be back? Yeah, absolutely.
That did happen.
Okay, you want to mulligan there, Coors Light,
yeah.
Bob Uecker?
Yeah, 717. Any guesses where that area code is, fellas?
Tampa, Florida.
No, not even close. Come on. Off
Vancouver.
No, somewhere in between.
Whichever Dakota Minot's in.
All right, South Central Pennsylvania is where this text comes from, the 717.
What's in South Central Pennsylvania?
This texter. Remind us to give
us a city. Harrisburg?
I think that's, Harrisburg, Actually, right, it might kind of be where text. Williamsport is, if I remember.
All right, just read the text.
Trade whatever to get Micah Parsons, because last I checked, those draft picks are just potential. We know what kind of player Parsons is. It's year three, and we're still waiting on LVN. I think I agree with this 717 text. I think draft picks, especially first-rounders later in the first round, can be incredibly inflated in value when we're talking about trades. Because what could be often isn't what actually comes from those.
Yeah, again, that's the siren song, though, right, Gabe? Like, you don't know what that draft pick could be. It could be Micah Parsons. So that's why...
Well, and that's what I saw one... I saw a text here on the Milwaukee version of the Carbless Talking text line basically saying, yeah, I would just take that and go get my own Micah Parsons. Well, it's not that easy. You know, it's just not that easy. Like, Abdul Carter, who was the top pass rusher who went this year, goes to the Giants. I think Abdul Carter is going to be really good. But I don't know if he actually is going to be really good. You know who I know is going to be really good?
Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons.
This reminds me, if you want to talk about updated references, there's a Family Guy episode where they offer Peter they say you can take the boat or the mystery box. And then he say, oh, we should take the mystery box. It could be anything. It could even be a boat. Like, why not just make the trade for Micah Parsons instead of gambling on hoping to get someone who could be as good someday in a pipe dream kind of world as Micah Parsons?
Can I just ask... how recent was that Family Guy episode?
20 years.
But yeah,
that's
been
a lot more recent than I Dream of Jeannie and whatever you were talking about.
Okay, so he's brought the references of the television shows up about 30 years. We're still about 20 years away from anything, you know, relevant or you know, recent. But
his first
he's updated
episode
it by about 30
was
years.
Was in 1999.
After the Super Bowl, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Get out of town, man.
Well, you want to go watch Love Island and then give us a good reference,
Jason? At least the show's still on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, and also, Jason.
It's still on the air.
Jason, I love you, bud.
Uh-huh.
And Jason, I love you. And I am a fan of this show just as much as you are. Love watching the reruns, no matter how old they are. Your go-to reference is Law & Order. That's not exactly, you know.
Seinfeld. We do a lot of Seinfeld on your show.
I also love Seinfeld as well.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it as well. Those aren't necessarily recent.
No, you're right. Tom Silverstein reporting. Quarterback Sean Clifford is still weighing his options. The Packers' number three spot is wide open and maybe someone who wasn't in camp. That's per Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. All right, we need to get to Homer. He's probably already irritated. He's been to the dentist. That didn't go the way he'd hoped. Now we're making him wait, so we will do what we can. Yeah, Tommy DeVito! Bring him in! DeVito!
Call that guy up!
This fall, it is more than just football season. It's the Gatorade border battle at Quick Trip. Are you Team Purple or green and gold proud? Either way, you could score the ultimate fan experience. Two turf suite tickets to the Week 18 Packers-Vikings showdown at U.S. Bank Stadium, plus a $250 Quick Trip gift card to fuel your fandom. Just purchase any Gatorade product, which we do at Quick Trip all the time, with your Quick Rewards account and earn bonus fan zone points. Packers-Vikings, let the Quick Trip Gatorade border battle begin. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Plus, of course, when you go to Quick Trip like we do all the time, there's one right by the girls' gymnastics gym. Don't miss this week's Quick Hot Savings through September 8th. Nature's Touch Ice Cream, 1.5 quarts, just $2.99, limit 2. Quickery White Bread, 1-pound loaf, only 99 cents, limit 2. Quickery Breakfast Sausage Links, $2.49 a package, limit 2. And apples, oranges, and pears, oh my, 3 for just $1.49. The limit there is 12. Life is busy, but Quick Trip's got you covered. We'll see you next time. Uncle Homer joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Dentist, where those 85-year-old teeth are fresh and clean. You hear them every day on the Homer Hour, the best 60 minutes of your day, allegedly. It is Steve the Homer. True Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I didn't know that when you have a crown, when you get older, there can be problems underneath the crown, to where they have to remove the crown and then get rid of the tooth. So.
Ooh, what happened? You get a little popcorn husk in there? What happened?
No. If you have cavities that are so bad that need a crown, you risk when you get older that the crown has to, there now this problem under the crown, which I thought when you got a crown, you know, it's like a casket. You're done, right? You don't have to.
A casket
don't
for
get
your
a second casket. You can't die twice. You know, you got your other teeth that will screw up. But now you have a crown. Now I got problems under the crown. What do you mean? Anyway, okay, that's more than people need to know. Just take care of your teeth. Find out if your teeth are good or bad. And if your teeth are bad, you have to take care of them perfectly your whole life, and they'll still screw up. And that's the only problem I had from my parents. They gave us bad teeth and didn't tell us that, so... I thought when I got this crown in Madison in 1989, a little early for a crown, but hey, now, okay, I'm taking care of it. Nope, that's over.
Wow, it's even older than most of our references on this show, your crown was. Congrats on your new crown. Are you getting swept up in the Micah Parsons madness? I mean, I woke up this morning to these tweets, like, people were personally disappointed in me for not making it happen. Where are you at on this nonsense? Or is it not nonsense?
No interest at all. None. It's all a farce. And I say that recognizing that if it occurs, then I'll look stupid. That's fine. People need to know it's a farce because of Jerry Jones. And if it occurs, then it's probably the biggest surprise in the history of professional football. I don't know what the ranking is. It'd be like needing a second casket. And so to present it that way is the only way it should be presented. He always does this. In the end, he's paid everyone. It is fair that the guy you used as a comparison, the closest thing, the guy the Packers didn't get, but they came close. Who was that?
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack. He actually did sign on September the 2nd. So, I mean, we do. The problem here is you have the Brian Bulaga NFL bye week. And nothing's going on. And so you're just create this. This is perfect for Jerry Jones. It may go all week because there's nothing going on. This is the stupidest week in the NFL season, and it's not even close.
But the problem I have, Homer, though, is the reason why this is different is because, yes, Jerry has done this before, and then what does Jerry do? Ultimately, he gives in and offers the contract that they were looking for, whether that's Dak Prescott and $60 million per year, CeeDee Lamb and the contract he got, Zach Martin. He's already offered the most money, but this is going a step further in that Micah Parsons isn't interested, at least right now, in that. And when Adam Schefter is telling us that this relationship has devolved, I think, well, ultimately, I think you're right. And like Jerry Jones isn't going to trade him. This is a little different than everything else that's happened previously with Jerry because it's gotten more personal than those other instances.
I don't know if that's the case. I would just go by dates. I would want to know how long the other ones went. This one, you know, Jerry said it best. I got it for 3 years. And he does. What's Parsons going to do? Not play for 3 years? What? He's right. Correct? You can franchise him for 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do whatever you want, Mike.
I want to ask you both this, and then I'll do what Homer does whenever I appear on his show when Bulaga or John Anderson are on with him. Homer just, like, recedes into the background like Homer Simpson does, another old reference for you here, into the bushes in that GIF. I want you both, because you worked together for a long time on Homer and Gabe. My question for you about this Micah Parsons thing would be this. And again, I don't know what's going to happen here. I am not omnipotent, nor am I omniscient, Jesse. You can look that one up too. Why don't more teams say, forget you, I'm going to play hardball? Whether it's with Jordan Love, whether it's with Trey Hendrickson, whether it's with any player that's held out. Why don't more of them say, hey man, you're under contract. Complain all you want, hold out all you want. We'll just keep finding you. Why, in your opinions, Gabe, I want you to go first, then Homer can react. Why don't more teams do this? Because it seems to me that Jerry Jones is at least acting like he's going to say, forget you, man. You're under contract. I don't care. I just told you what my game plan is. Deal with it.
Because typically these types of players are ones that are really important to your team and whether or not they have success on the field. And when the NFL season is as short as it is, missing one or two games, as we've seen with the slow starts that the Cincinnati Bengals have had over the last couple of years, one or two games could be the difference of you making the playoffs or missing the playoffs. So a lot of times it ends up being a player that's really important, which is why I think it's interesting that the only player that decided to play hardball back was Le'Veon Bell in a running back position that, even though it's regained some value, is still relatively devalued across the league. And that's the only one that went, oh, if you're not going to give me a long-term extension, then I'm going to sit out. And the Steelers went, yeah, cool, sit out. And they figured it out, because running back, you can find replacements easier than you can than a star pass rusher or a star quarterback. And why teams then also then shy away from the hardball and going the route that Jerry has described going with Micah of, hey, play out this year, franchise tag. Players hate the franchise tag, and you want to have a decent enough relationship with your players where you seem like an attractive place for free agents to come. You want to be able to easily retain your own talent instead of them going, nah, I want to go and play elsewhere.
Homer?
I have to accept Gabe for any reason, because I don't get it. I agree with you totally. It makes no sense. I suggested they do that with Jordan Love. I don't have an answer. You'd have to ask the people, but Gabe could be 100% right. These are important players, and you don't want them to hate you. It doesn't make any sense to me. There's nothing they can do. They could have done it with Davante Adams.
Well, they did do it with Davante Adams. That was exactly what I was going to bring up. Again, I disagreed, and I've told Davante that. Like, he was too nice.
Eventually they traded him, right?
Right, but they made him play out the last year of his deal.
Right, but they could have made him play after that.
They could have
franchised him for 2 years.
Yeah, they could have, yeah.
Yeah, so they had him for 2 years. I would have told him the same. Do whatever you want. You're not playing anywhere but here for the next 2 years. You think he's going to sit out both years?
Yeah, Tausch loves to say the old Mike Tomlin quote about, I want volunteers, not hostages. And I think that's apt. At the same time, like, if some crazy owner, and this guy is just crazy enough to be that guy, with all the attention it gets, if one owner had the guts and the nonsense to do it, he's the one.
But, Jason, this is the part that needs to be emphasized. They're not doing anything. These are the rules. These are the rules agreed to by the players. This is not an owner doing anything.
They're not. They're the
rules that exist.
Homer, they're the rules. They're not the norms.
I didn't say that. Did I say norm?
No, I know.
Said they are the rules.
I just want to clarify
that. So any owner who does it,
but also,
is adhering to the rules. No player can say, you're being mean to me. No, I'm not. This is part of the deal.
Yeah, but Jerry's also not adhering. Jerry's not adhering to the rules by not wanting to negotiate with the agent. That's not adhering to the rules that were also agreed to in the CBA.
I don't know exactly what has occurred. I would agree with you. I don't know what the rules are there. I don't know if you talk to the player and you make an agreement that I then have to talk to the agent. You may be right on that. I'm just saying that this whole premise.
Well, if the player says, hey, I want you to talk to my agent, you then have to talk to the agent instead of the player. That's the purpose of the agent.
I would think so. Yeah. But I don't know what that's of. That's just being mean. I don't know that that's a violation of it. You know. But this is the whole thing about franchise. You can't do that. What do you mean? You can do that, and you should do that.
Yeah. Homer, before we let you go and continue to tend to your casket crown, what was your takeaway, if you had any, from the roster, the initial 53-man roster?
That's the most insignificant now. It's not really 53. You've talked about the practice squad as such. It's all just a joke. It's like we're talking about third-string quarterbacks and all this stuff. It's become meaningless. You remember when it was a big day?
Uh-huh.
It's not a big day anymore. It's nothing. What was the biggest day of the whole? There was nothing across the whole league. Nothing.
Yeah, there was not much. No, you're right. The days of the
and
surprise cut over.
The biggest thing yesterday was Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. That was the biggest thing yesterday.
Yes.
No, that was a pretty big transaction.
No. The biggest thing was our poll. Who are you going to blame when they break up? Each of those, and then, as suggested by John Anderson, we added the media, and I think the media won. They got no chance of lasting. Come on. Micah Parsons.
Oh, come on. You can't say that, Homer. You got to root for love. You got to root for love, man. Root for love. Don't be negative about their relationship.
I rooted for love a lot with a lot of girls in high school. That never happened either. And this ain't happening either.
Poor Nancy True. All right, Homer, thanks.
Bye.
Jesse, tell us about Prize Picks.
Jeez. Hey, Mark Tauscher here. Preseason football is underway and college football is here, so don't miss any of the action this season on Prize Picks. It's simple to play. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you get cash and you win up to 2,000 times your money. Prize Picks also the best way to get action on sports in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this football season. That's more recent of a reference. Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. That's pretty convenient. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Prize Picks, the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off? Which ones aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks. The best place to win cash while watching sports. Join millions of users and sign up today. Download the Prize Picks app and use code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
Also, run your game. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Whoa Nelly, I want to remind you again. I hope you never have to make the call. I hope I never have to make the call. I did make the text after Paul and Maddie were rear-ended in Madison. But I hope you never have to make the call. They weren't seriously injured, thankfully. Hope you never are either. But if you are, you need to make the call. Gruber Law Offices. They're the best in the business, and they will make sure you are taken care of the way you need to be taken care of. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Find out more about the firm, about David and everything he does in our communities, all the great wins they've had, everything at gruber-law.com. Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Breaking news from Jordan Schultz, the coffee guy. The Packers are bringing back Mecole Hardman on the practice squad.
Wow. Oh.
Interesting development.
NFL comes at you fast. Tausch said it about this time yesterday.
Indeed it does.
Whoa,
you think he gets elevated week one?
I do. Again, we talked about this earlier in the show. If you missed it, you can find it on the ESPN Wisconsin app, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I don't know if it's still on Stitcher. I don't even know if that still exists or not. But YouTube, wherever. But we talked about it. You got a punt returner coming off of a foot injury. You got a kick returner who is your number one corner. It sounds like risky business to me to put those guys out there on return. So Goody's talking at 2. LaFleur's talking at 2:25. We'll ask him about Mecole Hardman. Then, Jesse, I'd like to give you your segment back now.
Whoa, Nelly!
Gabe, your choice. Do you want to hear some audio from Adam Schefter on your show this morning to react to? Or do you want to hear about the legendary move Wisconsin volleyball broadcaster John Audius pulled in an event last night?
I want to hear about Audius.
He is the voice of Wisconsin Badgers volleyball. They start their season on Friday on 620 WTMJ and 100.5 ESPN. Wisconsin Badgers volleyball, 8th ranked in the country at the Kohl Center on Friday night and Sunday against Kansas and Texas, respectively. So we had a big event last night. Kelly Sheffield, the head coach, came by our office here. We had some friends from Northwestern Mutual Insurance came in as proud partners of Wisconsin volleyball this season with us. And we had North and South Seafood and Smokehouse cater the event. And so John was in line to get some brisket and some burnt ends, all the good stuff that North and South had available for us. And he set his plate a little too close to the end of the table, and the plate fell. And not many people saw this happen. I was one of the only ones who had eyes on it as it was happening. The second the plate hit the floor, John looked around and said, "Hey, somebody dropped their brisket." And as some people jumped into action and he helped clean it up, and he almost got away with, even though I even saw it happen, I believed he didn't do it because he was so quick to, someone dropped it. It was an incredible move, and it had me questioning the reality that I witnessed.
And he would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
I guess my question overall is dropping food that embarrassing, or does that just kind of happen? Or is that, like, is that a lonely island to live on?
Yeah, because it's the noise when you're at a big function like that. It's the noise the plate makes. If the plate drops, like, everybody stops what they're doing. I mean, it's the same thing if, like, a glass breaks in a bar. Like, you drop your pint glass. Everybody stops what they're doing because it's such a loud noise.
Heads turn.
It startles. Yeah. And now all of the eyes are on you for something that you, I mean, didn't necessarily do wrong, but you didn't do anything right. And, yeah, that becomes embarrassing. Absolutely, that's embarrassing.
Did you interview him afterward to get details on what had occurred?
No, I saw it happen. He just set the plate like it's you right. Know, but when you have like a paper plate, you set it too close to the end, it just kind of tips over because you got all that loaded up brisket.
So it was a paper plate.
It was a paper plate. Yes.
So it quietly hit.
So
the ground.
It hit the ground. I mean, it was noticeable. Like something hit the ground, and he, hey, someone dropped their brisket, and would have got away with it. Incredible move by John Audius.
So you're saying he did get away with it?
He would, yes. If like he admitted after 5 seconds, yeah, it was me. Because I looked at him like, wasn't that you that did? He's like, yeah, it was me. But it was a great move by him.
I'm troubled by how impressed you are by this duplicitous behavior.
Yeah, it like of the all time lies I've ever seen. Like watching reality TV Survivor, where people are lying about who they're gonna vote for, having an immunity idol, all those that. Like this was as good a lie as I've ever seen in the history of since the dawn of time. It's good.
Whoa, Nelly!
I think I'd rather heard the audio from Jen Gabe and Chewy, which I heard live.
And good news, there's still time. Here's Adam Schefter on Jen Gabe and Chewy.
I heard the Shefty audio.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Audius. I was hoping for something a little bit more from John Audius.
So he's a good liar. That's what everyone
Which,
needs
by
to
the
know.
Way, the volleyball game is going to be 94.5 ESPN.
Ah, yes.
On Friday evening.
Brewers Blue Jays.
Lucky
yeah.
Brewers.
On 620 WTMJ.
We'll be over on 620 WTMJ.
Makes sense. Here's Adam Schefter.
Jason, I like that.
Here's Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning.
I think that they would love to be interested. I think they're monitoring things. I think that they probably checked in on Trey Hendrickson just to see what it was, would be my guess. And I could see that. Now, the whole question is, there's interest across the league in Micah, but I don't think anybody feels right now like Dallas is going to realistically trade him. That's the bigger issue, is that people don't feel like Dallas is going to make a move. Now, we'll see if that changes or not.
Gabe, what did that mean to you when you heard it in real time?
Expected to hear it from... Like, yeah, I mean, the biggest hurdle here is... I don't... Came from nowhere that we've discussed. I don't think they came from nowhere. I think the Packers have real interest in it. I think which would be aggressive. But the biggest issue and the biggest hurdle is Micah Parsons traded right now because Jerry Jones isn't.
We're having some connection issues with Gabe. We'll have to see if we can get that coordinate.
So here's the worst part of doing this show with... we have such a great team here, and we got a break anyway. But here's the worst part. I love doing the show from the basement. The commute is great. But whether it's Tausch at a pickler or Gabe's in studio, so I'm not sure what's glitching him out over there. But
same.
I never know if it's me or them.
Yeah.
Right? Is there something wrong with my headphones? What's happening? So we lost Gabe for a second there. We will reconnect with him and wrap things up. After Jesse tells us about Tausch's favorite mixer, the transfusion with Tito's.
I'm getting kind of tired of doing this today. Mark Tauscher here. You know me. I love three things. Football, firing up the grill, taking days off. It's actually four things. And a solid cocktail in hand. And when it's time to kick back, whether I'm tailgating before the game, watching from the couch, or grilling with friends, Tito's Handmade Vodka is always my go-to. Made in Austin, Texas, at the first legal distillery in the state, Tito's is six times distilled for a clean, smooth finish, and it's naturally gluten-free. That means it mixes with just about anything from a spicy Bloody Mary on game day to a classic vodka tonic while flipping burgers. And here's what makes me like Tito's even more. They're not just about great drinks. Tito's gives back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. They are huge in the dog community. So next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation, incorporated in Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
We'll wrap things up with or without Gabe next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
All right, we're already over. But my dream of Tommy DeVito being the third quarterback for the Packers is dead. He has been claimed on waivers by the New England Patriots. Gabe, any last words if we can actually hear them?
Go Brewers!
That's it for us today.
Go
Have
Brewers.
A great day. Thanks to Gabe for filling in as our cousin sub of the day. You have been listening to Wilde and Tausch.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.